Well, at the one-year mark, yesterday the president marked the occasion by tweeting once again that he believes that this is a witch hunt. But Mueller, at the same time, he was calling new witnesses before the grand jury, suggesting that we may get another indictment soon. That really tells you all you need to know about the two sides of this case. And while the president likes to call this a witch hunt, Giuliani was making the rounds yesterday on cable news, also kind of doubling down on the idea that this is a witch hunt, that he's not coming up with anything. The fact is that Mueller has charged 19 people, three businesses, with over 100 different counts, from crimes ranging from lying to conspiracy against the United States. So that's a lot of witches, if you want to call this a witch hunt. And the fact is that five of those people are actively cooperating with investigators. They have pleaded guilty and they are cooperating, or they have just pleaded guilty. So that's a pretty good yield for a year. When I talk to other folks who have worked on previous investigations, Whitewater and other similar investigations, they say this is moving at a very swift pace, and the yield is impressive.
Giuliani also said that he's been reassured by the special counsel that Mueller will not indict the president if he finds any wrongdoing, that he would follow the Justice Department's belief that you can't prosecute a sitting president. Should we take him at his word?
Well, it's interesting because I actually spoke with Mr. Giuliani about this a couple days ago, and he told me, he recounted his conversation with special counsel, and it's very interesting, the timeline here, because a couple weeks ago, he spoke with Mr. Mueller, they're having it back and forth, and Giuliani said, well, it's not like you can indict him, and apparently Mr. Mueller said, well, I'm not so sure about that. A couple days later, Giuliani gets a memo from one of Mueller's assistants saying, look, we have decided we are going to abide by this internal memo in the Justice Department that says a sitting president cannot be indicted. What's also interesting is Mueller's boss, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, came out about the same week and publicly just happened to mention in one of his speeches that he, too, thinks the Justice Department should abide by that memo. So it appears that perhaps there was some sort of conference. They all had to get on the same page.
Interesting.
Because ultimately, even if Mueller thinks he can indict a sitting president, every decision that Mueller makes goes through Rod Rosenstein.
That's right. So he's not an independent counsel. He's a special counsel.
Exactly. So if Rosenstein believes he can indict, that's really the opinion that matters the most. And he's on the record publicly.
And we should clarify that even if they don't indict, that doesn't mean he won't be held to account. It would simply fall to Congress to hold him to account in the form of impeachment. Right?
That's right. At the end of all of this, Mueller will issue a full report to Rod Rosenstein. And if he believes there is any evidence of possible criminal wrongdoing on the part of the president, Rosenstein has a choice. He can pass that along to Congress for possible impeachment proceedings, or he can stick it in a drawer and do nothing. And ultimately, we don't know if that final report will be made public.
That's right. And all of this is one big if, you know, if they find wrongdoing on the part of Trump, and if there is grounds for such a thing, we don't know any of that.